Okay, welcome to the How to Promote Your Business Show. We are a business show that airs every week on 1380 AM radio, and we appear live and in flesh from 12 noon to 1 p.m. The theme of the How to Promote Your Business Show, of course, is business. And we are either bringing a variety of talents. And my name is Dr. Stan Fine, the business doctor. And this show is brought to you by the Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent and improving results. And I also want to talk to you about our other major sponsor, which is Rapid E Marketing. And that is an organization that provides CRM tools and e-newsletters. It's a fantastic organization. People are using it all over the United States. And I was told by the president of Rapid E Marketing, Keith Wheeler, who, by the way, is our other host of the show, that they have a new release. And the new release in Rapid E Marketing Virtual Office Tools is something called the Rapid E Suite Pie Chart. And you can watch and look at all your demographics. If you're a chief marketing officer, a director of sales, you can look at every group by a pie. You can click on it. You can drill down on it. And you can look at all levels of your business down to the most granular level. And this has never been done before in this type of technology. Anyone that calls in today, we would be delighted to answer your calls. We're at 877. Oh, by the way, that's not going to give you the number. I'm going to give you the call-in for the Rapid E. It's 877-530-8577. That's 877-530-8577. And I'm going to go to my eyes right and turn it over to my other distinguished host and co-host, April Truppiano.
Good afternoon. April Truppiano, the leadership expert. And of course, with all the challenges that businesses are facing today, companies large and small are constantly hunting for solutions to help their business to grow, to be more successful, and of course, to be the best leaders they can be within their companies. And our show is devoted to solutions for you. Each week on our live show, we cover areas such as sales tips, marketing strategies, leadership technology, and legal advice. And we also bring in experts to help you. Now, we want to encourage you to call in and ask questions during the show, and you can reach us here in St. Louis at 314-969-1380 or nationwide at 1-800-491-1380. And again, those numbers are locally 314-969-1380 and nationwide at 1-800-491-1380. And you can also reach us on the web by going to www.howtopromoteyourbusinessshow.com. And yes, that's three S's towards the end. Yeah. And callers, we want you to know that we have a gift for you. So if you call in during the show today, we're going to give you the Rapid E Virtual Office Tools, which will include this really powerful newsletter capability and so much more, like some of the things that Stan was talking about today.
And, you know, April, thank you for bringing that up, all the things we try to do. We have over 10,000 listeners now, which I think is really cool. I'm so excited about that.
Yes.
And we're growing, and people in Canada are telling us they're hearing us on the web. We're getting them all over the place. But, April, you're a leadership expert, and that's one of the reasons you graciously agreed to be a co-host on this radio show. And I know that you work with women, startup businesses, and actually some that are running their business. And I want the audience to get to know you a little bit better. Could you share some words of wisdom about some things about women in successful leadership roles and some thoughts you have today?
Absolutely. Thanks, Stan, for asking. You know, I was actually talking with Mayor Jerry Welch outside, and we were talking about the differences between men and women. And
is there a difference?
There are differences in how we lead.
Okay. You know, well, that's true.
There are differences in how we lead.
Women are tougher.
Yes. Okay. Well, women are also more compassionate, though. But beyond that, I read something just a couple of days ago, an article that was published that said that the perception is still that women don't have what it takes because most of these leadership traits are so masculine. And I completely disagree. I couldn't disagree more. You know, it is my market. These are the people that with whom I work. And what I find is that we're actually even more compelled to have the traits such as honesty, integrity, confidence, and we inject that compassion. And we look at things not just from the emotional side, which people assume we do, but we also are very logical. We're very responsible about our businesses, and we're excellent communicators. it's so critical when you're in a leadership position, am I right, to have good communication.
Mayor's nodding, yes.
Yes, she
We're
is.
We're going to give her moment, Mayor.
Yeah.
But that's fair. You can nod, yes.
Yes. Right.
Mayor, would you like to say hello to the audience?
Hi. I want April to keep going.
Okay,
she's saying such
going,
wonderful
April.
Things.
Okay.
Well, you agree, right?
I mean, absolutely.
It's the truth. And, you know, again, no disrespect to our male gender, because they are important. We need them as our counterparts. But I just think that we bring something special to the table. The quote I love from Warren Bennis, he says that becoming a leader is synonymous with becoming yourself. And it's precisely that simple and also exactly that difficult. And what I take out of that is that really what you have to do is find the best of who you are, really be in touch with that, and bring that to the table every single minute of every single day. And women do that well. We just do. I think that when you agree, Mara, that's something that we...
Absolutely. I think we're also great collaborators, and that's an important thing for building teams and getting work done.
Well, I think, later on, will you share the U2 experience? Because we're about 1 minute from break. And
absolutely.
Could we come back to that later?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, our guest today, as you're hearing already, and we're very excited, is Mayor Jerry Welsh. She is the mayor of the city of Webster Groves and has been the mayor there for 13 years. That alone is a feat. To hold on
yes.
to the mayor, to be the mayor, and to stay the mayor is quite a powerful statement alone. And, Mayor, we're going to break in about a moment. And when we come back, we're going to have a whole bunch of questions for you, if we may. We're going to not right. grill you. This isn't a grill.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's a collaborative conversation.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're going to break now. And when we're going to have a few announcements. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Mayor Jerry Welsh, the mayor of the city of Webster Groves, on the issue of how governments help cities, or cities help business. Sorry, governments help cities. All right, so stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Hey, listeners, are you trying to make more sales and reach more customers? With our web-based tool suite, Rapid eMarketing, you can organize your contact list, mine your prospects, link customers to your products and services, which is a sure formula for creating cash flow. In a results-driven economy, Rapid eMarketing can prove itself. You'll get tools like Rapid eNewsletter, Rapid eSurvey, Rapid eCalendar, and Rapid eCRM, our most powerful tool to reach your customers. There's much more, so what are you waiting for? Call 877-530-8577. That number again is 877-530-8577. And get started making more sales now.
Hi, I'm David Weiss, and when I started my law firm, Weiss & Associates, my intention was to provide outstanding representation of small businesses and their owners. And that's exactly what we've done for the past 25 years. And we've just been selected as one of the best small business law firms by the readers of the St. Louis Small Business Monthly newspaper. So if you are in need of assistance in starting or growing your business, call us at 314-588-9500 or visit our website at weissandassoc.com. That's Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, and A-N-D, Assoc, A-S-S-O-C.com. And while at our website, sign up to get our free monthly e-newsletter, E-Law Lines. Again, 314-588-9500 or weissandassoc.com.
Does your organization do enough to effectively identify and develop future leaders? Most promote individuals to leadership roles with little preparation or training. Companies assume that past success effectively predicts success as a leader, ignoring the fact that the skills necessary in the individual contributor role are often very different from those needed for success as a leader. The Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College works to understand the knowledge, skills, and abilities necessary to help you make the right decision regarding leadership for the right reasons. If you want to make better leadership choices and improve leadership development for your organization, you may be interested in our Leadership Assessment Centers. To learn more, call 314-539-5309. That's 314-539-5309. Visit our website at www.stlcc.edu or follow us on Twitter at STLCCWCD. This message brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They have helped people grow food in communities around the world. They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought clean water to villages, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But here's the thing. Each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary membership at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
The Downtown St. Louis Rotary Club meets every Thursday from noon to 1 p.m. at the Missouri Athletic Club, second floor, 405 Washington Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63102. Come join us for lunch and learn about our world-renowned organization that serves the St. Louis community and the world with major charitable causes. Meet fellow business owners, network, and be informed by top city leaders and marketplace leaders on topics of interest. This is a great way to network and be involved in our community. To attend, call Denise Hoxie, Executive Director at 314-894-1759 or email her at denisehrotarystl.org.
Welcome back, and I'm April Truppiano, your leadership expert and co-host of the show. This show is brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results. We're having a great chat on the break about how the St. Louis Community College has really impacted all of us here in the room. And our show is also brought to you by Rapid eMarketing. If you've been considering an e-newsletter or CRM tool for your business, you definitely want to check out our Rapid eMarketing virtual office tools demo, and it's at www.rapidemarketing.com. Or you can call 877-530-8577. That's 877-530-8577. Now, we really want to encourage you guys to call in and ask questions during the show. We're going to have a great conversation here in just a minute with the mayor, but we really want to hear from you. So you can reach us here in St. Louis at 314-969-1380 or nationwide 800-491-1380. And again, that's 314-969-1380 in St. Louis in the local area and nationwide at 800-491-1380. 1380. And remember, you can reach us on the web by going to www.howtopromoteyourbusinessshow.com.
And Mayor, I would like to first thank you for taking a Saturday to come into a busy, a business show and talk about the issues of city government and businesses. So before I ask you questions, would you I'd like to give them a little bit of your history? Because at break, I was fascinated by your history. If you wouldn't mind,
I really don't like to talk about myself, but I'm glad to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
That's the humblest mayor I've ever seen.
We're discovering here that we have a lot in common with work at St. Louis Community College and being here, sitting here in Webster Groves, and all of us having such an appreciation for leadership and businesses. So.
We really do, Mayor, and let me start by this. Webster Groves is often described as a small town in a big metropolitan area, and I have taught seminars at Webster University. Could you tell us why that description, just like that, small town in a big metropolitan area, is often used?
Well, I think it's because it's so true. This community is one that is very, very close. People are close here. They know each other. They walk, they visit, they have block parties. We have over 35 churches. We have our own school district.
Holy cow.
There's just a lot of pride here. A few years ago, Family Circle named us one of the 10 best cities in the United States to live in.
I've always felt safe here.
Yes, you should feel safe here. You are very safe here.
It's a great community, and it's eclectic to the max. I mean, it's just wonderful.
It is a wonderful community.
And the restaurants are good, too.
Yes, we can talk about all those restaurants as we go forward.
That's good. So I've never heard that term, though, small town in a big metropolitan area. I think it's fascinating. So let's talk a little bit about local government. So what are the types of municipal services that a local government like Webster Groves provide for its local businesses? And also, what do you find that local businesses ask for or need most from you?
Well, you know, a lot of people really don't know the huge amount of services that we provide that make life work every day. One of the biggest parts of local government is public safety. And so police, which obviously is important to the business community,
right.
Fire, EMS services, emergency medical services, That's a huge part of local government. But the public works, the rights of way, planning and zoning, code enforcement, municipal courts, parks, recreation, all of those things are part of local government. And all of those things make for an attractive community and help our businesses. A good example is right across from where we're sitting now, the bridge that's over the railroad tracks will soon be replaced, and that work will start in January, and that's something that local government does and will help the business area.
Well, the other thing is I belong to a Rotary Club. I talk to businesses that are in Webster Groves, and I had the good fortune to meet one business owner who was in one geographic area, Webster Groves, who said, no way am I going to leave Webster Groves. He simply moved his business. I'll give him a free plug because he's my Rotarian brother. But Garland Wines used to be called Dan Garland.
Dan and Julie.
Yeah, yes. Dan and Julie. And it used to be Mattinger Wines.
Yes.
And Dan and I are both members of the downtown St. Louis Rotary Club. No disrespect to if there's a Webster Groves branch, but club. But Dan was talking. I said, well, where are you going to move your business? And he said, well, I'm kind of tucked away in like the hither lands here. And he said, I'm going to move closer to the mainstream where people can see our wine shop. And he moved, and he said he absolutely, and he lives here, he has a house here, and Dan and I have known each other for about 2 years now. So there's a good testimonial right there where somebody says, I'm not going to leave the community, I'm just gonna move somewhere else within the community. That's a major statement.
That's a huge testimonial.
It really is.
And I really wanna point out that if you notice, and I'm sure our listeners did, the moment you mentioned the business, the mayor knew exactly
who it was.
Yeah. Of course.
But how many of us don't think that the mayor of a town, however big or small, really knows who we are? It's those relationships that are so important, because we think of government and all of its responsibilities as you know, more withdrawn. Oh. And so, again, this is a great example of how having a woman at the helm really makes the difference in creating those relationships. It's something we're good at. And, you know, kudos to you. That's probably one of the reasons why you're...
No. Kudos to Dan Garland.
Oh, right.
Dan Garland is like so many other business owners in this town. He is part of so much of this community. He freely gives of his time.
Really?
He gives of his talent. He belongs to some boards. He's helped us with a number of projects. And that's what we find with most of our small business owners.
It is a community,
It's a small town.
It's like giver's gain. You know,
I'm going
to give to the community because the community gives back to me.
Exactly.
And I think that's kind of the way it usually works. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and notice that he's a Rotarian, which is the heart of a Rotarian, is it not?
Yes.
So, yes. Oh, my goodness, there's our music. It looks like it's that time to break for our sponsors again. But you guys, stay tuned, and we're going to be right back after this brief announcement.
Hey, listeners, are you trying to make more sales and reach more customers? With our web-based tool suite, Rapid eMarketing, you can organize your contact list, mine your prospects, link customers to your products and services, which is a sure formula for creating cash flow. In a results-driven economy, Rapid eMarketing can prove itself. You'll get tools like Rapid eNewsletter, Rapid eSurvey, Rapid eCalendar, and Rapid eCRM, our most powerful tool to reach your customers. There's much more, so what are you waiting for? Call 877-530-8577. That number again is 877-530-8577. And get started making more sales now.
Do your leaders and frontline supervisors know how to turn strategy into action, manage change, coach employees, develop successful teams? If not, the Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College can help you develop talent from within and turn your answers to these questions into a yes. As your company grows, having leadership talent at all levels is critical to your success. Our solutions team will help you develop leaders who have the skills to get past the status quo and take your company to the next level. We'll send a team to you for a free, no-obligation consultation. So if you're ready to take the next step to growth and success, call us at 314-539-5309. That's 314-539-5309, or visit our website at www.stlcc.edu, or follow us on Twitter at stlccwcd. This message brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results.
Are you a small business owner overwhelmed from doing everything you can to succeed but never feeling like you've made it? Are you too tired from running your day-to-day business to have the life you dreamed? Are you wondering where your life went while you're constantly busy at the office? And are you clear that you're not playing big enough in your life? Well, how would you like to instead uncover easy steps to create the business and life of your dreams? To design a step-by-step personalized blueprint so you know exactly what to do next? Explode your profits the easy way. Well, I'm April Truppiano, international expert on leadership, speaker, and author, and I can teach you proven ways to be able to step back from your business and have a life. I can teach you to rediscover your passion for being in business, create a vision that inspires you, develop your personal brand of leadership, and design your legacy, all to have the power and influence that'll change the course of your life. Discover the power of click, that moment when you thrive in your business and love your life. To schedule your complimentary 30-minute strategy session with me today, email me at april@getclicknow.com. That's aprille@getclicknow.com. And when you visit my website at getclicknow.com, you'll get a complimentary e-course I've designed just for you, delivered to your inbox today.
Okay, welcome back. My name is Dr. Stan, and I am the business doctor and host of your show. This show is brought to you by your workforce solution team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent and improving results. Our show is also brought to you by Rapid E-Marketing. And if you've been considering an e-newsletter or a CRM tool for your business, then you really need to check out Rapid E-Marketing Virtual Office Tools Demo at www.rapidemarketing.com or 877-530-8577. Let me say that again, 877-530-8577. I also mentioned earlier in the show when we started that they've released a brand new feature of the CRM, which if you call in today with questions, which we'll get to in a moment, you'll get a gift of this. They have something brand new called a pie chart slice technology. It's going to knock your socks off.
I can't wait to see that.
It's so neat because you can drill down. If you're running a company, you get this big pie, and when you click to a piece of the pie, it gives you all these details.
And that's so important because we were talking about this before, that nobody wants to do the numbers, but you really need those analytics. So
well,
this is great.
Keith asked me to mention also, I was the director of marketing of a $100 million division of General Dynamics at one time in my way back when. And what I did is I had $1 million a year budget, and we would go into these pretty pie charts, and then we'd put them down and close the book.
Right.
And we'd bring up these big Excel sheets afterwards. With this, you don't have to do that anymore. You can actually do that. Now, callers, we'd also like to encourage you to call in and ask questions, as we just said during the show. And we've been here now for quite a while. We are pleased that we have over 10,000 listeners every week and growing. And we're also, by the way, on WDGP in Upper Chester, Maryland. And we're also on television. April and I both have hosted two separate TV shows. She's got, April, what's the name of your TV show on iWatch Radio?
My show is Click Power Hour with April Truppiano for women of leadership and influence.
Yeah, so you're actually on television, and what's the date? Every
Tuesday at noon, Central Time.
Okay, every Tuesday at noon.
At iWatchRadio.com.
iWatch Radio, where we also do some TV shows. So again, here, it's 314-969-1380. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to April.
Excellent. Thank you. So, may I call you Mayor Jerry?
Sure.
Okay. I don't want to be disrespectful, but you're
no,
so,
no, no, no,
she's
that's
so
easy.
Personable. I mean, really, you're just a warm person
you,
to
Mayor.
Be around. Thank you. So, I like to ask, so no disrespect with that. But Webster Groves seems to be the home for a lot of not-for-profit organizations. And I'm just going to speak to you again. We were just talking about one of your business owners, Dan Garland, and how he's just a really...
We should make him pay for this.
We should make But it's a good example
he's getting
that...
way too much press.
...community coming together and working with these not-for-profits and doing what they can to support. Would you please talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes. I think we have more not-for-profits than almost any community in the St. Louis region.
Really?
And when you start talking about them, they range from Webster University to Eden's, all these private schools, Miriam, College School, Narinx Hall, Laclede Grove, senior facility. So, yes, we have a very, very large number of nonprofits.
Well, I wanted to ask a question. You know, I met a gentleman from Webster University, Ben Akande.
Mm-hmm.
Akande, he's an economist. right?
He's the dean of the business school.
Right, and I've seen him on television all the time. He's a eminent personality mm-hmm. in the Webster community.
Yes,
so
he is.
Webster has some high-profile people here.
Yes.
Let me ask you something. What are the, well, first of all, what do you think draws them in? Is it that same sense of community that they're just completely...
Well, so many of them have been here for such a long time. So right. historically, they have landed in Webster Groves, and that's where they are. I mean,
part of the foundation.
The university sure. was a very large part, Webster University, of the beginnings of Webster Groves.
True.
I mean, they've been here 75, 80 years or so.
True. And wherever there's education,
yes.
don't you find that always just fosters such a sense of community and growth and development and camaraderie and just a
yes,
a lot
does.
Of things.
Yes. yes.
And so what do you think are the advantages or maybe even, I hate to say disadvantages, but maybe even some challenges that you find with all of that?
First of all, there are a lot of advantages. Of the top 9 employers in Webster Groves, 8 of them are nonprofits.
Oh, wow.
And so what happens with the nonprofits is that they bring people here. They provide good incomes for folks. People here shop, eat, play. They become part of our community. And when you think about it, at Webster University, faculty and staff who live here, who
right.
are part of the community, the head of Epworth and his family, they're all here. These nonprofits, many of them bring such cultural and community amenities
right.
to us. I mean,
oh, yes.
we flourish. And the
yes.
business community flourishes because of what happens here. You know, the Opera Theater, for example, has
Loretta,
just finished.
Like the Loretta Hilton.
At the Loretta Hilton Opera Theater has just ended. It brought people from 23 countries
oh,
here.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
And lots of folks to Webster Groves. They come here. They eat here. They right. visit here. It adds a lot to our business community. I can't imagine what Old Orchard, with the area that we're right. in right now, would be like without the university, without the Repertory Theater, and without Opera Theater. So lots
well,
of advantages.
Mayor, I wanted to add another comment. I taught major seminars for 3 years at Webster University, and it wasn't part of the infrastructure, but I decided to negotiate with Webster to have big business events to help the business community. And when I first did it, I thought, who's going to come to Webster University? I was at the University Center across the street from the Loretta Hilton. And first time out, I had 10 people. And these were free seminars to help all the business communities. Second time was 25. By the third time, the word was getting out, had 137 people
wow.
show up. And it never
yeah.
dipped under, for
wow.
3 straight years, it never dipped up. And the funniest thing I ever had happen is, somebody introduced me as, hey, this is Dr. Stan Fine, a professor at Webster University.
and I
really wasn't a professor at Webster University, but it is such
Shh,
a...
don't tell your secret.
Oh, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But the point is, it was so powerful that I
yes.
became instantly enamored with... The people have a tremendous respect for this community.
Yes.
And people mm-hmm. come here and they feel safe, and they came from all of the geographic zip codes mm-hmm. throughout. So there's mm-hmm. kind of like this eclectic mental draw that comes into here, which I've not seen in any other community in the St. Louis region of 2.8 million people.
No.
It's pretty powerful.
It is very powerful.
And I'm just curious, how diverse is your culture here in Webster Groves? Because you're talking about all of these other countries coming in and really being a part of the Loretta Hilton, and you have a lot of students from other places
yes.
all over. So I imagine there's a lot of diversity here.
And I think that's what happens with these cultural amenities
yeah.
is that you do bring in a very diverse group of folks who mm. visit and who live here.
Well, I asked people at why they had businesses next to Washington University, which I attended for a short period of time, and they told me that because of the student population was more of the socioeconomic upper income level, that 98% of their business was coming from
Holy
the student
cow.
Population at Washington University. And they were like clothing shops up and down Lindell and mm-hmm. in that area there.
Wow.
So I can understand that people will... Doesn't that bring the business community, by these organizations being here, that brings an infusion
oh, yeah.
of cash flow into the community?
Absolutely.
They're not going to go 20 miles away for a restaurant when you have all these fantastic restaurants here.
Yeah,
particularly the restaurants. It does bring a lot in. But you know, those nonprofits bring us some challenges also, because while they pay a lot of utility tax on those big buildings with the air conditioning and the heating, they are off the tax rolls in terms of property tax. And so it really causes more of an issue for the school district, because the city doesn't get much from property tax, but the school district has a real challenge in that regard. The other thing that happens with us, since I have the microphone and I can make my comments here, is that all of these are regional institutions. These are not institutions that cater only to Webster Groves folks, but there's no regional funding mechanism to help us with things like police and fire. So it does present some financial challenges for us, and thank you for letting me say that.
Oh,
absolutely. That's the blessing of having you again at the helm with your history of being an economist. I guess you have to get really creative.
We've been very creative and very careful.
My goodness.
Yes. Yeah. We watch our nickels.
Yes. Well, you know what? And if you look at so I want to give you a kudos on that as well, because if you just look at Webster Groves, one of the things that people love about it is the beauty of it. Really is a beautiful place to walk and to be and to sit outside at a cafe or a restaurant. And I just firmly believe that a community will grow, a region will grow when you have foot traffic, when people can walk, wave to each other in the window, see each other every day, walk down the street to get your groceries. I mean, that's when you develop a community and that sense of community. And you know, watching your nickels, you've done a great job, because it's a beautiful place to be.
Well, let me add one thing. Last year, we participated in the National American Bloom Project, which is all about how you look with landscaping, et cetera. We've learned a lot of things. One of the things that we've learned is that when your business districts and when your businesses look good, there is a payoff for that.
There is.
People linger, they come, they enjoy. And if you'll notice this year, we've done some really major changes in our business districts. Those beautiful hanging baskets that are out here.
That's the thing that keeps popping
all
in my head.
All the tropicals that have been planted in Old Webster and the zingy bushes that are in Crossroads. These are all things that bring people in.
Right.
And keep them here.
And keep them here. And keep them coming back.
And keep them coming back. And keep them spending money at our small businesses.
Well, I love the fact you have a Straub's here, which our listeners in other cities, we do get out-of-state listeners, but Straub's is like a more eclectic grocery store.
It's
really
great.
Yummy. And I mean, that's a draw, because they don't just dump themselves anywhere, which means that your socioeconomic barometer indicates that there are people here that are not in, with all respect, in the lower socioeconomic rung. They're not at the 25,000 a year for four families. You have a higher caliber. That's not a bad thing. It's just a good thing that goes on.
So I want to ask you another question. So because we're talking about the impact of these not-for-profits and all of the things that you are doing for the Webster Groves community on small business, and there seem to be a lot of pockets of business districts, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'd like you to tell us about those, but I also want you to really tell us about, what do you think it is that why should a business owner choose to locate or relocate to Webster Groves? You know, and I'm speaking to, you know, people that are just opening a retail operation, you know, or who have one that are looking for somewhere else to put their sign.
Wow. There are quite a few questions.
I'm handing you the floor. So,
First of all, we're a pretty diverse business community. We have this hidden jewel called Owen Ridge that a lot of folks don't know about. And if you take Owen Ridge and its major tenant, which is Covidian Laboratories, that's our biggest property tax entity in the entire city. And yet that sits away from the downtown area. So we have that. We have a couple of other large businesses like Ross and Barazzini, which is an international engineering firm that's located right over here. And then we have lots and lots of small businesses with places like the restaurants and Cyrano's and Rolling Ridge. One of the reasons I think a business really ought to consider coming to Webster Groves, is the stability that is here.
Mm.
And you look at many of our businesses, they are long-term, yes, stable, small businesses, which means they're doing well.
Yes.
And they're a huge part of our community. You look at something like Rolling Ridge Nursery, mm-hmm, that's been here. I wish I knew how many decades they've been here.
Right.
So,
but let me ask you this. Does that ever become intimidating to someone who wants to come here who's kind of a newbie? Just curious.
I think what they'll find is their colleagues, their other business,
okay,
owners. They work together a lot. We have a lot of different business organizations, and that's one of the things that happens with these small business, mm-hmm, districts. The Old Orchard folks know each other well. The Old Webster,
okay,
do. They seem to help each other out. Pat Richards, who owns Embroider the Occasion, has been great about walking around and visiting with new businesses,
oh,
and building
rapport,
that collegiality that's there.
Well, I have a question about this. I'm very involved with the St. Louis RCGA Chamber of Commerce. May I break out of the pack? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. How involved is the Chamber of Commerce in relating to these businesses, trying to help them, give them conduits and access that they wouldn't think to ask for themselves?
Well, you know, the Chamber of Commerce is one of several organizations here. Each of the business districts has a trade association and has a taxing district. And so we have lots of these organizations that are all out there to help, like the Chamber of Commerce, which has done a great job with networking. In the last 2 years, we have put together a commission in the city called the Business Development Commission, and it's a commission to try to bring all of those groups together at the table at one time and talk about,
wonderful,
doing Webster, looking at Webster Groves in general. And that's been really important. The executive director of the Chamber of Commerce sits on that commission and a number of other folks.
Well, then I've been involved in city government. I've never held a position, and certainly not a mayoral position, but I've always been really interested in the mechanisms of politics and how it goes. It sounds like one of the things that you really beat in on, and it's consistent with the question we just asked, is you've got to be probably a traffic cop to get all these organizations to say, let's be fluid, let's talk to each other, let's synergize. Are they collaborative with you when you do that? Are they willing to work together? Are they willing to go and work for the common cause and the greater good? Or is that too much of a hot potato?
No, not at all. Here's where we go to April, because one of the things that I've discovered is that when people sit down at a table together and break bread, whether that's a cup of coffee or whether it's a bagel or a donut, and they sit and they meet each other and they realize that their goals are the same,
yes,
great things happen.
Naturally.
Naturally they happen. Yes. And so I think we're doing a good job of bringing those business owners together, and I think they really appreciate each other, and I'm finding them referring folks to each other, and
you know,
it's a good collaborative.
That infrastructure is the same as some charitable organizations that make it membership centric, that you're only as good as the members you know and the
yes,
cooperation you have between each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're speaking to a thing, a mechanism that isn't always there.
No, it isn't always there.
Right.
And it hasn't been here in the city until the last few years, when we really stepped back and realized that we had pockets of businesses, pockets of organizations, and that we needed to bring them together. I remember the first time we, quote-unquote, broke bread together at Cyrano's restaurant, and some of the business owners met each other for the first time. We are way beyond that.
Really?
We're way
well, that's
beyond
a great
it.
Place to meet, though.
Yes, it is a great place
you gotta
to meet.
You've got to be happy at Cyrano's.
Yes, you Charlie know? Downs, who owns Cyrano's, is just another one of those Dan Garland wonderful
really?
Members of the community.
I love that place. And, you know, again, a free plug, but I mean, that's just it's just a yummy place to be. It's a beautiful ambiance.
Yes.
It just feels like a special place to be. You know, walking in feels great, since they've done a lot of work there as well, renovations. And, you know, they've got, in case for those of our listeners who don't know Cyrano's, their specialties are their desserts, although they do have a wonderful food menu.
Oh, their food is fabulous.
Yes.
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 Yes. Charlie Downs, the owner, is just a terrific.
Yeah. Great place to be.
Mm. Entrepreneur.
Is that the same Cyrano's that used to be in Clayton Road when I was a teenager going to high school? It was in a basement.
The ownership has changed, but Charlie has all the old recipes and all the old menus. And in a recent conversation, people were talking about something that isn't there on the menu now. And Charlie said, "Oh, I can make that for you.
I love it."
You can go in there and say, "Hey, you know that Black Forest Sunday that I ate in 1942?
That's
Charlie
pretty close.
Excellent.
He might be able to make it for you.
Looks like we're coming up on a break again, and we're really delighted today to have Mayor Jay Welch, and she's talking to us from the city of Webster Groves about how a city helps its business, and we will be right back after these breaks.
Hi, this is Dr. Stan, the Business Doctor, with your Rapidy Business Tips of the Day. Let's talk about networking tips using business cards. Maximize every per-chance meeting. You never know when you might meet someone who can help you. Place yourself at the right place at the right time. Consider volunteering to help out at the job fair or other types of events. This puts you in a better strategic position for presenting your resume or business card. Again, use in-your-face follow-up. It's up to you to give a person a reason to call you back. Immediately after a meeting, send a handwritten note thanking the person for their time. Insert your business card. Now you're in the driver's seat and standing out from other people. And finally, brand yourself with a slogan. Print a slogan on your business card that answers the question, "Why should I hire you?" or "What makes you different from everybody else?" A catchy phrase or slogan makes all the difference between getting hired or not, because people will remember you long after a meeting. And this is Dr. Stan, the Business Doctor, with your Rapidy Business Tips of the Day.
Hey, listeners, are you trying to make more sales and reach more customers? With our web-based tool suite, Rapid eMarketing, you can organize your contact list, mine your prospects, link customers to your products and services, which is a sure formula for creating cash flow. In a results-driven economy, Rapid eMarketing can prove itself. You'll get tools like Rapid eNewsletter, Rapid eSurvey, Rapid eCalendar, and Rapid eCRM, our most powerful tool to reach your customers. There's much more, so what are you waiting for? Call 877-530-8577. That number again is 877-530-8577. And get started making more sales now.
Do you know what it means when a business goes lean? Lean refers to a set of fundamental principles and processes that help any type of organization improve its ability to produce products or services of the highest quality at the lowest cost and in the shortest amount of time. Traditionally, lean is associated with manufacturing firms using lean manufacturing to gain a competitive edge. However, many other types of industries are also adapting lean thinking. Hospitals use lean to save lives. Service and retail organizations use lean to wow customer service experiences. The Workforce Solutions team of St. Louis Community College understands how to implement lean at any type of organization so that it sticks and you see returns on your investment. Our team will work with you every step of the way, providing consultation, training, and return on investment. To meet our team and begin your lean journey, call 314-539-5309. That's 314-539-5309. Or visit our website at stlcc.edu. Or follow us on Twitter at stlccwcd. This message brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College. Developing talent, improving results.
Welcome back. And again, I'm April Truppiano, your leadership expert and co-host of the show. The show is brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent and improving results. Our show is also brought to you by Rapid eMarketing. And if you've been considering an e-newsletter or CRM tool for your business, then you definitely want to check out our Rapid eMarketing virtual office tools demo, which you can find at www.rapidemarketing.com. Or you can call 877-530-8577. That's 877-530-8577. And you'll have a chance to check out that new pie chart analytic thingy tool that's really great.
I like the thingy tool.
And we do want to encourage you guys to call in and ask questions. We have the mayor of Webster Groves here, and she is really giving us some great stuff. So, Mayor Jerry here with us. You can reach us at in St. Louis at 314-969-1380 or nationwide 800-491-1380. And those numbers again are 314-969-1380 locally and nationwide at 800-491-1380. And don't forget, you can reach us on the web, at www.howtopromoteyourbusinessshow.com.
And I'd like to also mention, I'm Dr. Stan, the Business Doctor, that our host, Keith Wheeler, and our other distinguished co-host, David Weiss, our resident legal guru, are not here today and will be back next week on our next show. Mayor, I'd like to take the questions in another direction for a moment in the world of economic development, and I'd like to share in some recent analysis I've done on statistics as an economist. I know you're going to relate to this instantly. We looked at the trends of business growth of 1 million businesses a year for the last 3 to 5 years, and what we noticed in the trend was that from about 2007, 8, and 9, we had a negative growth factor in this country. We noticed that in, according to the SBA statistics, of 1 million businesses that started, zero grew in 2008 and 2009. But then in 2010, we saw a shift in the economic development of the country, and we noticed that over 1,400 businesses out of 1 million that were attempting to start out of the 23-plus million businesses out there were to the positive, that actually went and succeeded and grew. So we'd like you to tell us a little bit about your economic development as a city government, and what are some of the steroid injections or things you do to help that economic stimulus and that business growth for the community?
Well, it's been kind of interesting. There are a couple of things that you've just mentioned that are kind of interesting. That trending of business growth, I hope we've passed the decline, and I hope we're on the way forward. You know, in this country, when we talk about business growth, so often we talk about the retail sector, and we've gone from the malls being popular to the big box stores. And if you start watching some of the literature now, we are trending back for people to the small business shops. Because
boutiques.
Here's
more boutiques.
Even boutiques, but places where you can go and you get good service.
Yes.
And you get friendly people in a store, and you know you can count on the product, and the product is unique. A good example of this is The Hub, which is a bike store here that's owned by Ron Klipp. Mm-hmm. And at The Hub, you can go in there, and Ron is in there, and the folks who work there can help you with what you need. And so you're not necessarily going to a big box store, buying something in a box, taking it home, trying to figure out if it's right, and if it's not, trying to return it. So people are beginning to appreciate what they get when they go to a store where somebody cares about you and helps you out. And I think that's a trend that we're all moving toward. So we're looking forward in Webster Groves to big growth in that small business sector.
Thank you.
Makes a huge difference. Yeah, you know, I was just talking on the Click Power Hour on iWatchRadio.com with my guest Tessa Greenspan earlier this week. And one of the lessons or secrets that we talked about is the fact that you always want to treat your clients and customers as honored guests, as if they would be honored guests in your home. And actually treat your employees as treasured family members. So I think that what I'm hearing is that is what we're seeing more here in Webster that people are responding to and that
yes.
they like.
Yes, that they
and
like.
That's probably what's been here most of the time anyways.
Right.
It's a tradition here, and that's why people keep coming back.
Right.
Right. And so let me ask you this. What do you see as the advantages or even disadvantages of having a community populated by all of these small owner-operated businesses?
Well, again, it's part of that small town reputation and character that we have, and that's a real advantage for having those. On the downside, we don't have the sales tax revenue that you get from those
big box stores. Right.
Big malls where, you know, I've noticed with some of these major malls, I lived in Chicago for a while, you know, what they call the major anchor tenant. And that anchor tenant brings the big revenues in because they have a lot of people coming to the mall. They aren't just coming into the mall. A lot of people don't realize that you have those anchor tenants, and they are really why the other little businesses want to associate with them into those malls, not strip malls, but shopping malls and that. But that would kind of, in my mind, would take away from how you built this.
Well, and part of the issue here we're in the midst of trying to determine what's a good distribution for the sales tax revenue that's generated in the St. Louis region. And while we appreciate and love our small businesses, there's no way you could get a big box store here in some of these fully developed inner ring suburbs, because you're talking about tearing down hundreds of homes.
Yes.
And not only would you never do that, but no developer could afford to do that. So this is why you get the big box stores that move out to places like Gravois Bluffs and into areas where there's nothing there, is that you can actually build them there.
And quite frankly, you would be absolutely, I don't want to say destroying, but certainly damaging the culture that you have here. It goes completely against the culture that you have here.
It is. It's just not only could you not afford it, it's just not the character of the community.
Well, you're bringing up another question, which I think is at the very soul of why people survive, which is the changing the sales tax distribution in St. Louis. Like, cities like Fenton believe that they should be able to keep all the taxes generated in their business and not share. And then we've seen these big discussions about the mayor of St. Louis trying to get more of the control of the police and fire departments. Are you involved in these sales tax distribution initiatives, and do you believe they should share?
Yes, I am very involved in these discussions. I'm chairing one of the study groups, and it's a study group of those of us who are in favor of sharing the sales tax dollars, because, I mean, look at Webster Groves. We have all these regional nonprofits. We're taking care of everybody's kids. We're taking care of the old folks in St. Louis.
How would you do that, though? Because, I mean, why doesn't – I lived in Fenton for years, but I didn't know that. I didn't know what you just said. Why do they do that? I mean, why is there not a more equitable formula for distribution for all
of
this?
Well, it's a philosophical piece. You know, it's all a philosophical piece about what's fair. A lot of folks believe that – the sales tax is generated in their community, therefore they should keep all or most of it. Those of us who believe that it should be shared believe that we're all spending money. We're not living in 92 silos in St. Louis. We live, shop, work. I mean, I know Brentwood, for example. We're a healthy community to be adjacent to Brentwood. I know the mayor there, Pat Kelly. Mm-hmm. I think they very much appreciate the stability that we have, the willingness to share, because we depend on each other.
If I remember correctly, the police department of the city of Webster Groves does the coverage of the 911 for the city of Shrewsbury are used to.
We now have put together a central dispatching service, and so we have Shrewsbury, Webster Groves, Clayton, Richmond Heights, Maplewood, we all participate together now. It saved us a lot of money. That kind of thing, that cooperative stuff is going on all over the St. Louis region now.
But you don't lose your identity as a city government.
No.
But
no.
There's a better distribution of dollar expenditure and better ROI for the taxpayer.
There are certainly efficiencies to be had by being able to do those sorts of things. You know, cooperative salt purchases, cooperative vehicle purchases. There are a lot of things that we can do.
But I think what you're getting, and you know, the thing that I am hearing so distinctly and obviously is what you said. You're really dealing with a philosophical difference.
Yes,
because the numbers are the numbers.
Exactly.
It's hard facts. As an economist, it's just right there in black and white. But you've got to question whether you can get all of these people to agree, and it's philosophical. It's what your values are. These are the discussions you end up having at the table versus the numbers.
Exactly.
The numbers speak for themselves.
Exactly. It's very, very philosophical.
It's just, are you willing to share or not?
That's what a lot of government expenditure and revenue discussions are all about, what's fair and what isn't.
Well, you know, and thank you for that, because it's a kind of a hot topic.
It
takes something to stand up and say what's on your mind, right? It does. So, you know. So I do want to ask you this. What do you have planned for the future of Webster Groves and the businesses that support it?
Oh, thank you for that question.
You're welcome.
First of all, you know, we are something that we've missed along the way is we're very much of an arts community. And the arts here are very important to the economic development and to our business community. We have we've always been a hidden jewel in terms of the arts, but now we realize how important this is. Everything from the university, the repertory theater, opera theater, Narynx Hall, you know, the galleries, whatever, all of these pieces are part of our community. All right, that being said, what are we doing about the future? Our Business Development Commission has a number of things that are in place right now. First of all, it's from that group that we had the Farmers Market that was started and is now in its second year. That is dynamite. It's bringing lots of people in. It's a real farmers market.
It's a hot topic right now.
It is. You know, we're not reselling things. There's lots of music activity. We're going to launch this fall a new website called Explore Webster Groves, Explore WG, and that will come from the Business Development Commission. That will have a business directory and events and festivals and all the fun things that are going on. The Business Development Commission has begun a really in-depth exploration of how to bring businesses into Webster. And one of the things we've looked at are some vacant buildings. When we started this discussion a few months ago, there were certainly more of them than there are now. We seem to be attracting businesses pretty quickly.
I'm just, if I may ask, what do you think the room that you have for growth, what's the percentage? I mean, it seems like a pretty full community, but you're saying that you have more?
We can always grow. There are pockets of a few empty buildings. There are pockets of places where business really could grow.
Good, good. So if anybody's interested, a conversation with you would probably be the place to start.
I would be very happy to talk to anybody who is interested in coming.
Mayor, we're coming down to the last 2 minutes of the show. We'd like you to have the mic for a few moments here. Tell us what your desires and wishes are as you as a visionary see the city of Webster Groves.
We're giving you the magic wand.
We're giving you the magic wand until the music. What would you like to see happen?
Oh, if I had a magic wand, what would I do? First of all, I would make sure that everybody in Webster Groves was healthy and happy. Okay. I mean, that would be my first magic wand piece. But there are a number of things that I would do. First of all, we're all engaged in the beginnings of looking at some public art, and we need to move that forward a little more rapidly than we are. We're looking at putting an art park in at Kirkham and Gore, which will be a new entranceway into Old Webster. So I would wave the magic wand and a few pieces would pop up quicker than I think they will pop up. I would love to have some affordable senior housing here. We know that there's available acreage, or not, there is acreage at Edgeworth, and that would be very nice to have affordable senior housing there. But you know what I would really do if I could wave the magic wand?
What's that?
I get all these overhead wires down.
Oh, yes. Talk about beautification.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice if you could do that? Just wave the wand and the wires would go away. So there are a number of things that we'd like to have done.
I like your magic wand. I'm going to be watching for the pixie dust. Well, listen, we just want to say thank you so very much. As Stan said, my wonderful co-host, I just want to thank you. We want to thank you for taking time out on a Saturday to be with us. And audience, that's our show for today. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. So for myself, April Truppiano, your leadership expert, and Dr. Stan, the business doctor, and our co-hosts who are not here today, but will be back next week, we want to wish you a fabulous weekend. Tune in next week. Our guests will be the St. Louis Community College, and they'll be talking about their Women's Entrepreneurial Program Initiative, which, you guys are going to, if you don't know it, you got to hear this. It's phenomenal.